It's now time for Staying Aligned with Dr. Dolly. It's a podcast that provides healthy and joy-filled wellness tips for your whole family. From Charlottesville-based chiropractic physician and international scoliosis expert, Dr. Dolly Garnecki of Spinal Health and Wellness. Conveniently located in Berkmar Crossing at the corner of Rio East and Berkmar Drive. Don't forget to visit them online as well at www.scoliosisdoc.com/blog. Now it's time to stay aligned. Here's Dr. Dolly Garnecki.
Hi, this is Dr. Dolly Garnecki from Staying Aligned with Dr. Dolly podcast, and I look forward to sharing with you some healthy tips for you and your family. So this is the time of year when a lot of people get sick, they get colds, and a lot of people think it's because the weather changes or they didn't dress appropriately, but actually it's usually because they've had too much sugar. One tablespoon of sugar is all it takes to shut down your immune system for 3 hours. So what happens is right around Halloween, adults and children start taking in a lot of candy, and then we've got Thanksgiving with a lot of sweets and pies, rolling into December with all the holiday parties, and before you know it, you and your whole family are laden down with colds and flu. So today I'm going to talk to you about what you can do to prevent ever getting the cold and the flu, and if you actually do get the colds and flus, what you can do to actually recover from those things with some natural remedies. First of all, as a good preventative, you want to make sure that you and your family get plenty of rest. It's the rest and the sleep cycle that allows the body to heal and recover itself. Also, to remain hydrated with plenty of water. You should drink about half of your body weight in ounces of water. So, for example, if you weigh 100 pounds, you should drink 50 ounces of water per day. I know that might sound like a lot of water, but if you just take a sip of water about every 10 or 15 minutes, you'll get in pretty much all the water you need throughout the day. This is also important for children. Don't laden them down with lots of sugary fruit drinks because that has, again, lots of sugar, but make sure they're getting enough water, and that's going to help them stay healthy. So again, plenty of rest, stay hydrated with water, and avoid refined sugars. And then, of course, you've got the typical hygiene things to wash your hands with warm soap and water. You can also eat certain foods to keep your immune system healthy, such as cooking with garlic and onions. Those things are really good for the immune system. Eating foods like strawberries and blueberries are also great for you. When you start to notice that you or some of your kids are starting to get the sniffles, runny nose, cough, it could mean that you might be fighting something off and the immune system might be compromised. So there's some things you can do to get over that before it turns into a full-blown cold. And one thing would be, not so much for little kids, but for adults, to take some green tea. Green tea or white tea or even red tea, which is called rooibos. And they are packed with antioxidants, which is awesome. Antioxidants bind to these things called free radicals in your body. Free radicals are unpaired electrons that boing all over your body and cause early cell death and damage. So that's like the aging process in your skin and in your organs. When you take antioxidants in, like blueberries and green tea, carrots and things like that, that actually helps to reverse the aging process in your body. That also helps your immune system to beef up so it can act at its optimal potential to keep you healthy. So about a cup of green tea, and then some slices of fresh ginger root. You can find that in any produce section in most grocery stores. So slice a few slices of that in your tea. And if you're dealing with any sort of a cough or a sore throat, you can add just a little touch of honey, some raw honey in there, and that'll just kind of coat the throat. Do a couple of concoctions of this green tea with ginger and honey a couple times a day, and that'll be so fantastic for you to recover from feeling achy and tired and for your body to just kind of have some zing and some pep naturally. For children, I would recommend instead to just do a fruit tea. You could actually just use some frozen blueberries, add a little bit of ginger, and then again, you could do a touch of honey or maybe a little bit of lemon, but nothing with caffeine in it for small children. But a nice fruit tea would be a great thing for them. The other thing that is really great for the body to really boost up its immune system is to have your spine checked and to get chiropractic adjustments. And the reason why this is important is because your brain communicates via the spinal column to all the organs of your body. So when you get a cold and a cough, things tend to go out a little bit. Your joints tend to misalign slightly in the neck, especially a lot of coughing can do that in the upper part of the back. And so having your spine aligned so it's completely in its ideal position allows your immune system and your body to function optimally. If you have a sore throat, the other thing you can do is take about a tablespoon of salt and put it in a cup with warm water, and then you just kind of mix it up so that the salt dissolves, and then you gargle it a couple times a day, 3 or 4 times a day. This is amazing for it helps to soothe a raw throat, and it also helps for your immune system to kick into gear and to fight off anything that might be coating throat, any bacteria. Finally, particularly for a runny nose, the cold virus is not like something where you can take an antibiotic and kill it, because that's not how the virus works. It's covered with a protein coating. And the only thing that can get through a winter cold virus is a really high temperature. So I know this sounds kind of silly, but if you take a hairdryer and point it at your nose and breathe in the hot air, as hot as you can possibly stand it, for about 2 minutes, and you repeat this process every couple of hours, it's actually going to kill the protein coating, melt that protein coating on the cold virus, not allow those cold virus cells to replicate. And essentially, they're not going to be able to multiply and have turn into a full-blown cold for 8 days. So you could actually prevent the cold from getting full-blown by doing this remedy early on. Now, this is a tough one for small children to endure, but adults can definitely do it. It actually feels good. It's like you're in the desert breathing in some hot, dry air. So I'm going to review those remedies with you real quick. Some green tea with fresh slices of ginger and a little dash of honey. Get checked by your chiropractor for spinal misalignments to make sure your nervous system is functioning optimally. Gargle with about a tablespoon of salt with warm water about 3 to 4 times a day, and also use that hair dryer at its warm to high setting. Inhale that hot air for about 2 minutes and repeat that process every couple of hours. And if you combine those things, or even a variety of those things, you're going to be set to prevent some colds and flus naturally in the winter season. And I hope that these tips are really helpful to you and your family.
You've been listening to Staying Aligned with Dr. Dolly, the podcast that provides healthy and joy-filled wellness tips for you and your whole family. From Charlottesville-based chiropractic physician and international scoliosis expert, Dr. Dolly Garnecki of Spinal Health and Wellness. Conveniently located in Berkmar Crossing at the corner of Rio East at Berkmar Drive. Follow her on Twitter at Virginia Cairo, find her on Facebook at Spinal Health, or visit the health blog at www.scoliosisdoc.com/blog.